USDA this week granted the first conditional license for a vaccine to help hog producers fight back against porcine epidemic diarrhea, or PED, virus. The vaccine produced by Harris Vaccines had already been available by prescription only. And Dr. Byron Ripke with USDA's Center for Veterinary Biologics explains what the conditional license approval means.
The efficacy has not been fully demonstrated to the level that would be required for a full license, but the product has been licensed based on limited data that indicates that the product will most likely be effective. It essentially can be sold, marketed anywhere within the United States and to anybody. So a producer's got a lot more access to that vaccine.
Ripke says the vaccine works by injecting the sow, who passes it on to the piglets.
The normal strategy is to really vaccinate the sow, the mother, and to make sure that she's got high circulating levels of antibody. And, of course, that antibody is present in the colostrum in her milk when she feeds her baby pigs. And so that antibody gets transmitted to them and helps protect them from picking up the virus and becoming infected or clinically ill with it. So the strategy is to vaccinate the mother and protect the offspring.
National Pork Producers Council President Dr. Howard Hill expects additional PEDV vaccines to be released by other companies within the next year or so.
The eventual goal of these companies is to have some kind of a modified live vaccine, but those are going to take quite a bit of time to develop. So in the meantime, some of the companies are trying to develop a killed vaccine, which probably won't be as effective, but it may provide some protection.
Meanwhile, Tracy Forfro with the Food and Drug Administration Veterinary Medicine Center recently told lawmakers they're trying to figure out just how the disease got into this country in the first place.
This particular virus was found in the 70s in Britain, and so it's been around for a while. It is fairly widespread globally, and so the investigation will be complex, and so we just need to, you know, do a real scientific study and do some trace back and figure out if we can identify the source.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.